Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Tuesday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have Music World Artist of the Week, Lauren Spencer Smith. And in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with best-selling author Tess Garrison. She's given us some great books over the years. You've been part of our last conversation together here. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Tuesday headlines. In international news, Israeli strikes in central Gaza kill at least 35 as Netanyahu says war will continue for months. Israeli strikes in central Gaza killed at least 35 people, hospital officials said, as fighting raged across the tiny enclave a day after Israel's prime minister said the war will continue for many more months, resisting international calls for a ceasefire. The military said Israeli forces were operating in Gaza's second largest city, and residents reported strikes in the central region, the latest focus of the nearly three-month air and ground war that has raised fears of a regional catastrophe. U.S. military said its forces shot and killed several Iran-backed Houthi rebels when they tried to attack a cargo ship in the Red Sea, an escalation in the maritime conflict linked to the war. An Israeli cabinet member suggested encouraging Gaza's population to immigrate, remarks that could worsen tensions with Egypt and other friendly Arab states. Israel said it wants to destroy Hamas governing and military capabilities in Gaza from where it launched its October 7th attack on southern Israel. Just after midnight on New Year's Day, Hamas militants fired a barrage of rockets, setting off air raid sirens in southern and central Israel. No injuries were reported by the Associated Press. Displaced Palestinians found little to celebrate on New Year's Eve in a makeshift camp in a mostly undeveloped area of southern Gaza's Mediterranean coast, designated by Israel as a safe zone. Israel's unprecedented air and ground offensive has killed more than 21,800 Palestinians and wounded more than 56,000 others, according to the health ministry in Hamas-ruled Gaza, which does not distinguish between civilian and combatant deaths. The war has sparked a humanitarian crisis, with a quarter of Gaza residents facing starvation, according to the United Nations. Israel's bombardments have leveled vast swaths of the territory, displacing some 85% of Gaza's 2.3 million residents. In more international news, Japan lowers tsunami warning after a series of earthquakes, but tells people to stay away from coast. Japan dropped its highest level tsunami warning after issuing one following a series of major earthquakes Monday, but told residents of coastal areas not to return to their homes as deadly waves could still come. The quakes, the largest of which had been a magnitude 7.6, started a fire and collapsed building on the west coast of Japan's main island. It was unclear how many people might have been killed or hurt. Japan reported more than a dozen strong quakes in the Japan Sea, off the coast, and nearby areas shortly after 4 p.m. local time on Monday. At least six homes were damaged by the quakes, with people trapped inside, government spokesperson said. A fire broke out in one city, and electricity was out for more than 30,000 households. In more international news, Russia launches record number of drones in Ukraine, and Putin says Moscow will intensify its attacks. Russia launched a record 90 drones across Ukraine during the early hours of the new year, and Russian President Putin said his country would intensify its attacks on its neighbor. Speaking during a New Year's Day visit to a military hospital, Putin said Ukraine could expect more such strikes after shelling of the Russian border city that killed more than two dozen people and wounded more than 100 others. They want to intimidate us and create uncertainty within our country. We will intensify strikes. Not a single crime against our civilian population will go unpunished, the Russian leader said, describing the barrage as a terrorist act. Russia has blamed Ukraine for Saturday's attack, which was one of the deadliest to take place on Russian soil since Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine started more than 22 months ago. In national news, judge allows new court in Mississippi's majority black capital, rejecting NAACP request to stop it. A federal judge has ruled that he will allow Mississippi officials to move forward with creating a state-run court in part of the majority black capital city of Jackson over objections from the NAACP. Attorneys for the civil rights organization had sued on behalf of several Jackson residents, saying the new court undermines democracy because local voters or local elected officials won't choose its judge or prosecutors. And finally, in entertainment news, 135th Rose Parade boasts floral floats, sunny skies as California tradition kicks off the new year. And equestrian units took to the streets under a sunny California sky as the 135th Rose Parade drew hundreds of thousands of spectators on New Year's Day. The Pasadena tradition on Monday featured Broadway legend Audra McDonald as Grand Marshal and the theme celebrating a world of music, the universal language. After recent rains and gray skies, there was plenty of sun for the 8 a.m. start of the spectacle with a military flyover of a B-2 stealth bomber. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Words That Choose to Live By from page 2 of my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Do not allow fear to stop you from achieving something great today. The Creator of all things has entrusted you with the power to change the world. Do not be afraid to use it. Have an amazing Tuesday. Lauren Spencer Smith is our Artist of the Week. This week, here's her single, Do It All Again, right here on the Conversation Daily News.
I wrote this just to tell you, 'cause I finally had the chance to realize that what you put me through was everything I needed. Didn't know it in the moment that I wanted something different, but I only saw the broken, and now I see the reason why I spent all those nights crying, nearly getting suicidal. Guess I'm glad that all the bad turned into good. Oh, I'm thankful that I lost you, 'cause I found every part of me. Oh, the healing, it was painful, but the scars didn't cut too deep. 'Cause I found hurt me. Now I know you didn't mean it. So if I ever think of us, I think of when the good part was. 'Cause if you never gave me up, I wouldn't have the one I love. But I spent all those nights crying, nearly getting.
Thank you.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Tess Garrison in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us for listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. International best-selling author Tess Garrison joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her career and brand new book. It's a bit of our conversation.
Thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
It's good to see you again. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much. I have to say, Tess, you have been so gracious with our Conversations family on the radio show here in Mississippi, as well as our Amazon Live over the years. I definitely want to say a personal thank you for your support. But you have fans literally around the world, Tess, and they know you, as we were talking about, for different books. What has that been like for you this year to kind of sit with that, the response you've gotten from around the world to your writing?
Well, you know, I write because I love it. I write because it's a pleasure to write and tell these stories. And it's always a surprise to me that people are actually reading it. You sit in your desk, you have these voices in your head, you tell their stories, and you don't know when you send it out, is anybody going to like this? So it is. It's wonderful to find out that there are readers who are connecting to my new character, Maggie Burr, who is different from any other character I've written.
She really is. And to go to what you just said, though, Tess, it's an interesting connection. I literally just thought about as you were saying that. Your characters have a way of being able to trust their instincts, to trust their gut. Do you think that's one of the things that served you so well as a storyteller, to be able to do just that?
I think writing is a really instinctive thing. I'm not going by any rules. I don't write, I don't do a synopsis, I don't do an outline, I just get started. And I follow my character's instincts. And I think my natural instinct is I go for conflict. I'm always looking for the conflict on the page, and I don't mean big conflict like gun battles. I mean things that are not quite right. I love the micro tension of just being a little off balance. So I try to put my characters through that, and that's the instinct that I've always had, and I think it keeps the pace going.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Daily News. We're going to get on tomorrow for more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, Music More Artist of the Week, Lauren Spencer Smith, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.